so we are here today with the Pulse, and we're out at Section Conclave at Loud Thunder, and we're kind of doing a crossover episode with the YouTube show Mitch Talks. And so our guest today is Mitch Leonard. Mitch Leonard is the current Vice Chief.
Section C3A Vice Chief.
Section C3A Vice Chief. And he's an Eloa Council Scout.
Yep.
And he hopes to run for the chief position.
Yep, tomorrow, September 14th.
Yeah, so this will probably air in late October. So maybe by then, we'll have to do like a quick update at the end to see if you got it.
We might.
Or because it'll either end with us celebrating that you got it or us just crying that that you didn't.
Yeah.
Which is usually how Mitch's days go. He celebrates in the morning, like, oh, I'm alive, and this is awesome. And then he cries at the end of the day, like, oh, my life happened again.
It really is. That's,
So, okay, so Mitch Leonard and I. So Ian can't be here this week. He is at our, he had some things going on, so he wasn't able to come out. But Mitch Leonard and I have been friends for some time.
Quite a while, actually. Yeah.
And so it's been cool to see Mitch progress in his scouting career and in his just basic life. And so I thought it'd be fun to have Mitch as a guest today. And so I said how we're having a crossover episode with Mitch Talks. Mitch has a weekly vlog.
Yep, video blog.
Video blog on YouTube where he talks, I guess.
Yeah.
Talk about different things.
Yeah.
Some of the episodes are really boring. Some of them are kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I try to just do what's on the top of my mind. I currently am, I'm in the process of doing a couple few with my roommates and different things. I'm not going to say which one I'm doing. I'm currently filming, but it's pretty funny. I'm imitating different things.
Okay.
That one won't air until it's perfected. We're not gonna go
so
fast on this.
So we're
one.
Never gonna see this.
No, it'll be like a November.
November.
Yeah, it's gonna take a little bit to film.
Okay.
But
are you working on your impressions?
It's not like impressions. It's.
Can you do any impressions?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I can't either. That's.
Well, wait. I can do Andy. Hey, this is Andy Green here. Hey.
See, and I can do Mitch Leonard. Andy, it's not funny, Andy. Andy, it's really not funny. I don't know why you're laughing. It's really not funny. Okay, so really quick, we're going to play a clip. I was on an episode of Mitch Talks.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
And we're going to play a clip, just a brief couple, like a minute, but we inhaled helium.
Yeah.
And we tried to talk with the helium. So we're going to play a quick clip.
I ripped the balloon open a little too much. I'm Mitch Leonard. Let me guess. Andy's probably making fun of my weight and my high voice. There's 106 miles to Chicago. We've got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark out and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it!
The Alamo was built without a basement. They don't tell you that in school. You just have to experience it.
No, you can't pop it.
Why?
It's not made out of rubber gloves.
I said blue moon on Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, it was on one moonlit night. Stars shine bright.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, it really
was. A lot of fun.
That was awesome.
I think it was much more fun to film than it was to watch.
It really was. if you don't know how editing works or filming, basically it's a tripod with a camera, and you film for 20 or 30 minutes or fill up the SD card like we did and then upload it again. So we filmed for 30 minutes and got 4 minutes of good stuff.
Yeah.
By good stuff, I mean not just laughing the entire time or awkward, just funny talks.
Which that's kind of like everything I say throughout a day. If like, it's like I'll talk all day long, and at the end of the day, there might be about 10 minutes of good material there.
Right, right. And that's what it was. It was 30 minutes, and we got 4.5. Good stuff.
Well, that's not bad. All right, so what have you done so far in your scouting career?
Well, I started as a wolf scout in second grade, and I got my bobcat. So I progressed through with the help of my dad, my brother, and I got my Arrow of Light. Went over to Troop 642 out of Clinton, Iowa, with Don Johnson as my original scoutmaster.
Really?
And then, yep.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he guided me all the way through my first class. He was like a real like first class new scout guy.
And then, so he was your first scoutmaster?
Yep, yep.
So I didn't realize that. I thought that it was... Oh, wait, so I also came from Troop 642 in Clinton. And Don Johnson was my scoutmaster.
Yeah.
Now,
and that's how we know each other, from my brother.
Well, and Mitch's older brother, Sam, yep. And I were in scouts at the same time. He's a little younger than me, but we were in scouts at the same time. So I kind of knew Mitch that way. And then just over time, what would happen would Mitch would need rides to things. And so I would give Mitch rides to things, and then we just kind of became friends.
Yeah, so progressed through, and then I had Bob Kane and now Lance Abernathy. But basically progressed through, you know, was inducted to the OA, and progressed through different positions, and moved up my way to Lodge Chief for a couple terms, and which was an awesome time. And and now I'm on the section level. But yeah, I would basically need rides as a young 15-year-old, and so Andy would be that kid with the cougar. And
oh yeah, I used to have that cougar.
The cougar, yeah.
That cougar got about 15 miles to the gallon. And I think the tank only fit about 4 gallons in it.
I think so.
And it was the tank was tilted, so you couldn't just put the gas nozzle in and like let it fill. You had to like pump it with your hand because it would constantly cut off.
Oh man.
And then the car would smell like gas for like a week. But by that time you wouldn't be able to go like 3 or 4 days without having to fill it again.
Oh man. Yeah.
And people wonder why I drive a Prius.
Yeah, now we know that you never fill up. And
I never have to fill the tank, and I don't pay anything for gas.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, the exact opposite of the Cougar. I forgot about the Cougar.
That was a good car. It was like a sports car, like I think.
I like to say it was a sports car.
It was a sports car, but also it was kind of sketchy at some points, you know? It's kind of like every car I drive.
If you remember, though, the Cougar, I couldn't open the hood from the inside. There was a wire that came out the front.
Wait, what? I never knew this.
So there was a wire that came out the front of the car that we tucked behind the license plate, and I'd have to get out a pair of pliers and, like, pull on it. And then the trunk would open, or the hood. It was the hood. But the trunk had no cylinders. And so, like, the cylinders had died, so we'd have to prop it up with a piece of wood. Now, if that piece of wood broke, you just died. Like, the trunk weighed so much. And the trunk was the whole back half of the car, so the area with the license plate and everything just became a guillotine that was...
Well, that's safe. I'm glad we...
That was a good car, though.
Yeah. I mean, it got me to every scouting event for a solid, like, year and a half.
So when I went to get the Prius, I took the Cougar with me, because I was going to trade it in. You know, so then the guy comes back and he goes, "Hey, the Cougar had been in a hailstorm where the hail was the size of golf balls. Remember?
Oh my gosh.
So it looked, it was
I,
all like
I do remember
it was
a little
all
bit
like
of that.
Speckled, you
okay,
know,
yeah.
And so the guy comes back and he goes, "Hey, we did some estimates and we know how much we're gonna give you for the Cougar." And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, shoot." And he goes, "Oh, wait, $250.
Oh, man.
I'm like, $250? That's how much gas I put in that tank this week. that was just driving back and forth to work. Like, if I drove the Cougar to Chicago, I'd have to stop in Dixon and DeKalb and Aurora. Like,
wait,
both times.
How long did you have the Cougar while you were a professional?
Oh, only, I had it from July to December.
Oh,
but there was
bad.
Some times where I would steal my parents' Camry and use that.
Ah, that's fine.
But, so what happened with the Cougar, I don't know why this podcast has become all about the Cougar, but there was a light inside that looked like a genie lamp, and it came on. And I still don't know what it means, but everyone was like, oh, you just, like, put water in this thing. And then we did. And so I was driving home to Clinton to get it fixed. And then my, like, radiator exploded while I was driving. What happened was smoke or something, steam or something, started shooting out of the vents. And I was on the phone with my friend at the time. And I went, hey, I'm going to have to hang up. I think my car's on fire. So then I pull over. And when I pulled over, the radiator blew up and it sprayed antifreeze and everything all over the windshield.
No way.
Yeah, and that was kind of the death toll of the Cougar. But I got $250 for it, though, for a car.
I mean, for that type of car, I would get maybe 100. At least your transmission didn't go out in the middle of a highway. So.
Well, and you had a car that was in kilometers.
Yeah, so my first guy, 93 Toyota Corolla, Canadian, didn't have air condition, didn't have power locks, windows rolled down with a little cranky thing, and coming home from actually a section meeting, so wearing my Boy Scout uniform, out in the middle of the highway, my transmission just stopped, my tires locked up, and skidded off to the side, cried. I started crying like a little baby. I thought I was gonna get like hit or something.
But now, in all fairness, you cry for the littlest things.
I do. I'm an emotional guy. I really am. I'm not good at watching movies and stuff. Yeah. I'm really bad.
Okay, so now you go to my alma mater.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is
University of Northern Iowa.
And you're a freshman.
I am a freshman.
So what is your major?
Currently I'm double majoring in public relations and interactive digital studies, which is kind of like social media.
Okay.
So basically PR and social media.
Cool. And now what's your dream?
My dream job would be like the CEO of Apple.
Well, that's a question later.
Well, but, yeah, you got, sorry.
No, but you have a dream. It. You have a dream that's not a job. You want to be a Google intern.
Oh, yeah. My senior summer, I want to be a Google intern.
That'd be pretty cool.
That it's harder to get a Google internship than it is to get into Harvard, but I think I can do it.
You think you can do it?
I think I can.
Do you think you can get into Harvard?
No.
So you have confidence in the Google internship?
Here's the thing with Google. You don't have to be necessarily super smart in one thing. You have to be well rounded in everything. So not only is it marketing and coding and
if you've ever seen Mitch Leonard, he's pretty well rounded.
Oh yeah. You got me there.
Yeah. So what's kind of cool is that when I was in college, I was a member of the University of Northern Iowa Varsity Men's Glee Club.
And now I am a member of the UNI Varsity Men's Glee Club.
So this is pretty awesome because it's top tier choir.
Yeah.
And
I would say one of the best in the Midwest.
Definitely.
One of the best collegiate choirs in the Midwest. And yeah. Here's the thing, is you don't have to try out for it either. It's like he puts, you know, the director just puts, you know, aside how many years you've been singing or not singing, and it's just a group of guys, and we're perfecting songs together. Yeah. It's the best thing. It's awesome.
And they have a big Christmas show coming up.
Yep. December 5th and 6th, if you want tickets, contact me.
Yeah, I know. I'll be there. So, really quick, before we go into our questions, you've tried to be creating this hashtag.
Yeah.
And it's hashtag social media for good.
Yeah, that
Ooh,
is true.
It's a long one.
We'll figure it out.
It's hashtag social media for good. So I want you to talk about that.
Okay. So it kind of started with my vlog, as I call it, youtube.com/MitchTalks1. And the reason why it's one is because evidently someone has that channel.
But somebody has Mitch Talks.
Here's the thing, though.
Someone has just Mitch Talks?
I've looked it up, and there's not one. So I don't know why YouTube doesn't let me. But anyway, youtube.com/MitchTalks1. And I kind of saw this problem, you know, as going through high school, you know, people posting pictures of them partying or whatever, or smoking, whatever. And it just, like, really, like, made me mad because social media was, originally for spreading, you know, mass media or words, you know, news to as many people as possible in a different, you know, form. So that's what I'm trying to make it become again. And, not necessarily I guess if you're into that, you know, posting pictures of you when you're 16 drinking it up. But, I mean, most people are, that's what I really want to change. I want to change people using it for what its actual purpose is for.
Yeah. No, I think it's a very worthy cause.
Yeah, and, you know, the, we'll see how much my vlog takes off, but, you know, if it starts taking off, I can see definitely a future with, you know, making that, there's future ideas for that.
Yeah. Now, this, it's been interesting to see how social media has changed. Now, okay, your freshman class of UNI, what, 14, 15, right? That's the years, freshman, 14, 15.
Yeah.
My freshman class of UNI was 06, 07. So roughly like 7 years.
Yeah.
8 years.
Right, right.
So when I started at UNI, Facebook was brand new. And you needed a college ID. So your email had to be .edu for you to get Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember my freshman year, we were all, like opening weekend, my roommate and I both started our Facebook pages. And I remember I set up my Facebook page, we added some friends, and I turned to my roommate and I said, This is never gonna be better than MySpace. No one, you know, MySpace is here to stay. No one is gonna use Facebook. And I was wrong. I was like, who has a MySpace page anymore?
You know, Justin Timberlake actually owns MySpace now, and he's trying to redo it and where it's just music. It's kind of making a new resurgence.
Well, MySpace kind of, even when it was around, its biggest thing was it revolutionized music.
Right. I mean, if you look up bands today, it'll direct you to their MySpace page.
That's not bad.
Yeah, like that's kind of like the thing with Facebook. It's a $1 billion company, and I mean, I don't see. I mean, in my mind, you know, I can see a few things where social media is going to go, but it's hard to see what's next.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, if you look, so we have Twitter, which I love Twitter.
Twitter's awesome.
We have Instagram, which I enjoy Instagram. I don't love it like I love Twitter, but Instagram's fun. Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat's my favorite. I love it.
And
I use Snapchat as like a video diary blog, basically.
Yeah. And we got Legolas. Like we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to reach out in the world here.
Yeah, it's crazy. This wouldn't have happened, you know, 10 years ago. Would have been just starting.
Yeah. And what's cool is that, like, Mitch lives in Cedar Falls. And, you know, and so I can talk with Mitch whenever I want.
Yeah, I was doing homework the other day, and I was laughing while wearing headphones. I was laughing in the middle of the library. And odd looks, because I was listening to The Pulse, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice. Well, at least we know that Ian's mom, my mom, and Mitch Leonard listen to The Pulse. So there's at least three. But the thing is, our moms don't listen to it. So we have Mitch Leonard. So I know Mitch Leonard and Ryan Yoder listen. So that makes it good.
No, I'm really impressed. Like, this is awesome. Like, I listened to the first one and was like, eh, you know, it's a podcast. Yeah. Like, Andy's just goofing around. But now it's really becoming a thing. Like, I'm really impressed. Like, it's awesome.
Well, I'm not yet impressed with Mitch Talks, so let's give it 25 episodes.
We'll have number. I'm gonna film one this weekend, and then this will be a separate one as well. And I'm excited for what has it. What's
and
it
I'm
to
gonna
come.
Be a guest again soon, right?
We'll get there eventually.
We'll get there. All right. Well, we have three questions.
Okay.
First question: what is your favorite current TV show?
Well, I don't really watch TV, so, but when I did, like, back at home, so, like, 4 weeks ago, I like The Amazing Race.
Okay, that's a reality show.
Yeah.
And so, where they have, it's like, they're racing around the world, and they have competitions.
Yeah, like, that'd be so fun. I always joked around with my dad that we're gonna do that once I get out of college.
You and I should do that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We should be an Amazing Race team.
Yeah.
That should be our new hashtag. Hashtag Mitch and Andy for Amazing Race.
Yeah.
That's kind of long. How about,
M&A
we'll figure it out.
M&A for Amazing Race.
M&A?
M&A.
We'll get there.
Somehow.
So we're going to be on Amazing Race. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, like, I just love, like, how they're traveling. You know, I don't know. I think that's cool.
Yeah. They, like, they've been in Chicago and stuff. Like, I saw them at Geno's East one time.
Really?
Like, I didn't personally see them. But I saw them at Geno's East on the show.
That's awesome. That's cool. I didn't know that.
I think we're going to do this. We're going to try out for Amazing Race.
Yeah, we are.
When we're going to be on it.
Can I get at least a degree first?
No.
Okay.
We'll do it during one of your summers.
It's like 3 months.
That's it, summer.
Eh. good enough.
Yeah, we'll get the tour.
Yeah.
We'll get to travel around the world.
Whatever.
Okay, so what is your dream job?
My dream job is, I have a few, but like my iconic dream job would be the Apple CEO.
So do you know anything about computers?
I do.
Do you know anything about the creation of computers and
how to
make new technology?
I know a little bit of coding and stuff for like websites, but like on my one of my bucket list items is to present at an Apple keynote.
So is this why you always wear black turtlenecks and jeans?
I do, yeah. And then I got glasses. I got glasses just for them.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Now this should be your first order of business. This needs to be your first order of business when you become the Apple CEO. Make an earbud that fits in my ear. That needs to be priority.
That would be awesome.
Have you ever been jogging and then your earphones are just like, we're not staying in, man.
Well,
just getting it in the ear in the first place is like cliffhanger.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of unfortunate for you. So, but then like another job that I'd love to have is just a social media consultant. In LA and like Chicago, they have a lot of these like concept companies about social media. And so, there was a couple of documentaries where these people would look at all the analytics and for celebrities and such.
Yeah.
And that's, one to post at the prime time. And that's what I really like to do. So that's kind of what I'm doing with the Mitch Talks, is looking at different analytics and seeing who views it. And I can see, whoever's watching, I can see the exact ages and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like that. It's awesome. And if you didn't know, one thing I've learned from YouTube is the ads. The ads are catered towards your specifics. So when Andy's looking up Boy Scout merchandise, then Boy Scout ads will pop up on your YouTube ads.
But I feel like all of my ads are to vote for Joni Ernst. And there's no way that's coming from my searches.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I think that... Who knows, Andy?
I can't. You can't escape that. Every time you get on YouTube, they're like, "Did you know about Joni Ernst?"
That's true. Yeah. I do hate that.
Well, hey, because of those ads, though, you're like what, $1.50 richer now?
I mean
$1.48.
Technically, I can't say.
Oh, okay.
I do have a contract.
You're
I really do.
Some cabbage on the back.
I am.
Side.
I am. I'm getting there.
And pretty soon you can buy a candy bar.
Yeah. I mean,
what's the first candy bar you're gonna buy with your money? Mallow bar,
Mallow cup. No, I'm gonna get a Penny Gumball, so I feel better about myself. Here's the black baggie full.
Do you know what a Mallow cup is?
No, I have no idea.
I don't think I do either, but I'm pretty sure that every Mallow cup was made in like 1950, and then the company went out of business, and they're still just trying to sell off all those Mallow cups.
Oh man, yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone like eating a Mallow cup?
Think so?
Is it like, I don't think you have.
Wait. Maybe it's not. Oh, I was thinking of a whoopie pie.
Okay. So our last question. No. Whoopie pie sounds good.
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh yeah. You can meet anyone, alive, dead, fictional, anybody, and you're gonna have dinner with them. Who are you gonna meet, and what do you eat? I think the hardest part of this question for you is what do you eat?
Yeah, I love so much food.
Yeah, we can all tell.
You're so mean. You're awful.
This is the relationship between Mitch and I.
Yeah, I've known him for I've known Andy for 15 years of my life, and this is what's been all 15. No, man, who would I meet? Probably. I think it would be cool to meet Kid President.
Wait, what's Kid President?
Kid President is this little boy who he has actually like a disease that he like his like bones like break really easy or something. But he and his brother.
So he's like that movie Unbreakable.
Oh my gosh! Stop.
He's Sam Jackson from Unbreakable.
Anyway, so his
Mr.
brother.
Glass. The kids call me Mr. Glass.
So his brother and him made this YouTube channel, just kind of get out there what they thought about life, and so he makes these inspirational videos dressed up as little Obama. And he's cool. He's coming out with a book soon and everything. But, so I think, okay, so man, that's one person. But also Steve Jobs. not only because it's the Apple guy, but he was a huge innovator.
Yeah.
Like, he made, you know, this is the first keynote that wasn't Steve Jobs's all of his ideas. The watch was the first of Tim Cook.
Oh.
So everything else has been Steve Jobs' his ideas.
Huh.
So I think Steve Jobs, just because he's so ahead of his time, and he's so much of an innovator, that, like, I just want to meet him.
Well, I heard that, like, Apple had so much stuff up in the pipeline that, like, they didn't have to release things because there was no competition yet.
Yeah.
Like, there was things that they just didn't even have to release because nobody else was up
for
it.
Oh, yeah. Like...
But yet they still can't make earbuds that fit in my ear.
Unfortunately for you.
I'm telling you, man.
All right.
That would be a gold mine if you could invent something like
sweet.
That. And by gold mine, I mean I would buy one.
Right. One person. And then where would I eat? So we got Steve Jobs or Kid President. And I would eat... And I feel like I'm copying you, but I'd say Giordano's.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, oh, that's... Andy has given me the addiction of Giordano's pizza.
Yeah.
It is so good. It is... That's the best place.
And I think that you've eaten there twice.
I've eaten there twice within a month.
And both times were with me.
Both times with Andy, and I'm not going to lie, I ate half the pizza both times.
Hey, and I think I bought each time, so I think you owe me an entire Giordano's pizza.
But I paid for parking both times.
Yeah, that whole $14 of parking?
It was more than that.
Was it?
Six Flags was like $30.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, hey, best of luck tomorrow on your election.
Thank you.
I hope that we're able to, like, put in an amendum. Amendum? Ad amendum? Amendum? I hope that we're able to add something.
What?
I hope that we're able to add something to the end of the podcast saying that you got it. Or otherwise it'll just be depressing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can only hope. I really I'm really hoping. You know,
I think that you'll do a great job.
I thought about this for a while. So.
Yeah. Hey, we'll rock and roll.
Awesome.
So, we'll talk with you soon.
You should all go subscribe to my YouTube channel.
YouTube, Mitch Talks.
YouTube.com. So it's youtube.com/ just a little slash button, Mitch Talks 1. Like
Mitch
the
Talks
like
one.
The numerical.
We'll have a link to it on the website.
One. Yeah. And
and remember to like and share.
Like and share.
remember to like and share and give me a thumbs up.
Okay. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.